1077 FM. It's Tyler Piles here with John Anderson, farmer of Anderson Farms. He's our very special guest today for your community connection. He's going to be going over the history of his farm as well as what's coming up on Labor Day, which is breakfast on the farm. So, Mr. Anderson, how are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing extremely well. So, first things first, you want to talk about the history of the farm?
Sure. We have multi-generational farm. We started in 1889 with my great-grandfather and his brother Charlie that came over from Sweden and settled in the Belgrade area. And each generation has added a little bit to the farm. My grandfather kind of farmed through the dry years and the depression. My dad, he started irrigation up, started irrigating through the late 60s through the 70s and 80s. My brother Jim and I came back in the late 70s, and we expanded on what my dad was doing and expanded into the livestock a fair amount. So, and then the next generation came along in the around 2004 to 2014. That consisted of three nephews, Grant, Noah, and Isaac, and my daughter Erin. And unfortunately, my brother passed away here a couple years ago, but his wife, Sue, is still involved, and my wife, Shirley, is involved in the farm as well.
What type of livestock and agriculture do you deal with?
Sure. We have kind of a diverse farm. We have about 4,000 sows for row to finish. Every week, we wean roughly 1,800 to 200 baby pigs. And so we have to make room by moving those about that same number to market every week. So, and then we move different from different barn, nursery barns to finishing barns. So that takes a lot of time. We also are in the breeding stock business. We're what they call the daughter nucleus for DNA genetics. They're based out of Columbus, Nebraska. So we've shipped pigs basically all over the world, but mostly in the United States here, from Iowa to Illinois to Georgia, out to New York, some up to Canada, some to Mexico, quite a few go out to South Dakota and Nebraska, so it keeps us busy. And we also have some medical research type hogs, and they kind of go all over too, mostly stay in Minnesota. A lot of them go to the U of M, the Mayo Clinic. We work with a guy down by Elk River that we bring them a certain number of pigs, and he kind of divvies them out to different labs all over. That's kind of on the pig end. The cattle, we finish out about 2,200 head of steers a year. They're all what they call NHTC cattle, or non-hormone treated cattle. So they have to be age and source verified. So we buy them from certain ranches. They have an EID tag in them, so we know their actual age and birth. And they cannot be implanted, but anything else is fine. They can use Rumensin or Anaphor. They all get shipped down to Greater Omaha Pack in Omaha. And from there, almost 100% of them get exported to Europe.
Wow.
On the crop side, we raise corn, kidney beans, sugar beets, a few soybeans, a little bit of small grain. And so we're members of the Southern Minnesota Sugar Beet Co-op. And we just started lifting beets. They started yesterday, but we probably won't start till next week ourselves. We're in the beginning stages of our kidney bean harvest. That's been a good crop for us. Some of them go right here to Morris, and some go to another canning company out in Wisconsin. And then we irrigate pretty much all of our ground. It stretches from Belgrade up to almost to Glenwood, I guess, is our farming geographic area is.
Wow, so you do a lot for not just our area, the state of Minnesota, but also other states as well, and all over the world, it seems like.
Well,
so
it seems that way, but we're kind of a unique farm in that way that we're very diverse, and we have a lot of family members involved, and this gives everybody a chance to manage certain portions of the farm. We also own a grain elevator that we have since shut down, thanks to some laws of our great state. But we use it now just for our own use for our own farm and grinding feed for our hogs and cattle.
Well, I know on Labor Day you have a big breakfast, right? It starts from 8 to 12.
That's correct. Yeah, it's called Breakfast on the Farm. It's sponsored by the Pope County Farm Bureau, which we are in Stearns County, but we do a lot of farming in Pope County also. So we're looking forward to it. It starts at 8, and Wurstmasters out of Morris here, Todd Knoll, is going to, they're going to be catering it. So it'll be steak and eggs, egg bakes, steak, and also pork loin. And there'll be some other products there too. Looking forward to a good crowd. There'll be a lot of activities for the youth. We'll try to highlight some of the pork production, but this will be on a farm there where there's no pigs, just for biosecurity reasons. But we'll have some videos up of what's going on in other parts of the farm. We'll have some hay rides, go out by the cattle barn, and we'll see how it goes. If we get time, we might do a sugar beet lifting demonstration. But I would guess that we're going to be in kidney bean harvest too heavy to change machinery over to do that. But no, we're expecting, I think, 2,500 people or so, and it should be a good time. Everybody should stop out.
Yeah, once again, that is Labor Day. And what's the price of it?
Well, it's free.
That's free. You can never beat free. That's the best price I've ever heard.
Yeah, and it's free, and you might get to learn a little bit about production agriculture. You know, there's a lot of misinformation out there, and we just kind of like to open up our farm and try to educate a lot of consumers about what goes on in a farm.
Yeah, and you with some of these events, you talk about the hay riding as well, and you're going to educate people. What type of activities are you going to have for more educational opportunities for agriculture?
Sure. Oh, you stumped me there. No, like the pork producers, we'll have a tent up and booth up. We'll be going over some of the production activities that we do. That most of the time, unfortunately, because of biosecurity reasons, pork production has moved indoors. And not that we're trying to hide anything; we're just trying to keep our pigs healthy. Some of the other activity. Educational activities, the local FFA has put in a test plot, so if farmers are looking at, want to try to compare hybrids, they can go walk through the test plot. During the hay ride, we'll be explaining a little bit what goes on a farm, why we do things the way we are, and kind of the production practices that we are using.
All right, well, anything else you'd like to say for today?
No, it's been a good experience, and I want to give a shout-out to the members of the committee, or the team that's put this together. It's a bunch of hardworking individuals from the Pope County Farm Bureau. They do a fantastic job, and they're expecting a couple hundred volunteers, so that's exciting. We're hoping that once this rain moves through here, it stops for a few days, so get things dried out around the farm, but again, we farm on sand, so it don't take long for our ground to dry out either. And just another shout out that, I know they're still looking for a farm for next year, and I would encourage any farm families, if they're interested, to come to this one, see what it's about, and maybe think about hosting it next year or the year after.
All right, well, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming in. Once again, here on KMRS, that was John Anderson, the farmer for Anderson Farms. He talked about the upcoming event, which is on Labor Day. And by the way, it's free. It's their breakfast from 8 to noon. Once again, it is on Labor Day. You're listening to KMRS 1230 AM, 107.7 FM.